Are you ready to worship God tonight? Hallelujah. You're ready, huh? Are you ready, church? Amen. God is so good. God is so good. Amen. Just a few announcements tonight. I just wanted to open up and welcome everyone here. Thank you so much for joining us in our house tonight, whether you're in person or online. Thank you for being here and being part of it. Amen. May you be blessed tonight. May you be strengthened and full of joy when you leave this house tonight. Hallelujah. So, special class this Monday night and two nights. It used to be Power Fit, but now it's Power Up. Hallelujah. Power Up class is going to be on Monday night at the church at 6 p.m. So I invite you to come out. All are invited. It's not a woman thing, not a men thing. It's for everyone. It's just a class to be encouraged. We get in the word. Hallelujah. And this class on Monday night, I will feed you some snacks. So if you come out. Amen. You will be blessed. I know you will. So Monday night at 6 p.m., Power Up class. Hallelujah. Also, Wednesday night, we had our first Bible study Wednesday night. We encourage you to come out, come and enjoy our Bible study. We just reconfigured some things on Wednesday. We're still going to have prayer from 6 to 7. And then after prayer, we're going to go into Bible study. Jaywalkers will still have their class over there. They're going to have a good time. So I encourage you to come on Wednesday night. This man of God is so full of the word, and you want to receive from that. So I encourage you to come and be blessed. Amen. Giants Lions is with Kristen Kaufman, and the Kingdom Kids tonight is with Lindsay Cyrus, so you can follow your teachers. Next Sunday, we are going back to fellowship down in our fellowship hall, so we're going to have some light snacks. Most of it will be pre-packaged, some coffee. Our heart, when we started the ministry, is to have a time of fellowship, so we feel it's time to get back in fellowship with one another. So that's going to be starting next Saturday night. And we all know that 20 years ago, what happened 20 years ago? And most of us in this room can remember where we were at that moment. We can remember, look back, and what a tragic day it was. But God, we are just asking you to bless the families as we are remembering 20 years ago what happened, the tragedies, the brokenness. But through it all, God has been with us through it, and he's seen us through this situation, this terrible time. And we've seen a lot on Facebook that we all know the day, that day and the day after, we all came together as a nation. So our hearts and our prayer is that we come back together, no matter our political issues or what your thoughts are in this or that, that we come together as one, hallelujah, a nation that is not divided, because divided we will fall, but when united we stand, hallelujah. So we honor and bless those, and remember the ones from 9/11, amen, 20 years ago. Kristen and Liz is planning a corn maze for the Jaywalkers Youth Group. It will be on Friday, October 1st. So there's some flyers. Make sure you get them. Not only is this open to the youth group, but anyone is invited. So there's a flyer. You can see more information. We're just asking $12 for all the kids that are coming. It'll help you get into the corn maze. There's a hayride. A lot of fun things planned. I thought it was neat. The theme this year at the Cool Springs Corn Maze is Be Happy. So it's around a bee in the shape of sunflowers, honeycombs, and sweet little bees. How cute that was. So if you want more information, see Kristen. Amen. Stand with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I told Pastor Chris, we are believing in this house for breakthroughs. Breakthroughs. It is time. Hallelujah. I just want to see if you're believing for a breakthrough, raise your hand. In some area, we are here committed. We are together. We are standing strong together. We need some. a breakthrough. It's not only in our natural lives, in our church, hallelujah, in our communities. Breakthrough from this disease, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. And God told me, never quit, never give up. Even though it's hard, never quit, church, and never give up. It may be hard. Listen, it's always the darkest time is right before dawn. It's always, and because there is always a battle before the blessing, always, we are in a battle. But God says, hold on, we are going to come through, hallelujah, victorious. Because you know what? Our God says that we do. We have the victory, hallelujah. It's already ours, hallelujah. In Psalm 30, verse 5, it says, weeping may last through the night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Joy comes in the morning in the name of Jesus. So we thank you. We thank you for your giving. One more thing. We have a family that is connected to our church. They're ravaged by COVID right now. Their family has been through it. The MedVed family that has been coming, amen. They haven't been here for several months because they've been going through this disease. And the boys had it. Karen had it. She had a hard time. She's having a hard time breathing. Tom right now is fighting for his life in the hospital in Butler. So we come to prayer right now in agreement that God will bless this man, raise him up. He is fighting so hard because he has been delivered from leukemia. God touched this man from leukemia 2 years ago, but his body isn't weak. His body's weak. It doesn't have the immunity built up to fight the virus. So we are praying, Father God, in the name of Jesus, a breakthrough for Tom in the name of Jesus. Father, raise this man up. Hallelujah. We speak life over him, Lord God. Life over the MedVed family, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for tonight, Lord God, that we are going to hear your praise report, Lord Jesus, for you, Lord God, have called him, Lord God. You have set him free, Lord God, tonight. We thank you for tonight. I ask to bless this praise team, though they be few in number, Lord God, that we be mighty in this house, that we will worship your name, hallelujah, that we'll declare, hallelujah, without a doubt, Lord God, that we are blessed, that we are highly favored. We are the people, God. We are not backing down. We are not quitting. We are standing strong in the name of Jesus. And Father, tonight, hallelujah, we declare breakthroughs tonight, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
So Thank you. victory. I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to your Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to your Lord.
Come on, I want you to declare this tonight. Whatever it might be, come on, whatever it might be, come on. We just declare over our families, over our friends. Come on, whatever that victory might be. Come on, we stand here tonight. Hallelujah. Knowing the end of the story. Hallelujah. Knowing that we have victory in Jesus Christ. So I want you to declare with me. Come on. You take what the enemy meant for evil and he turns it. So I want you to focus on that, or whatever that thing be. And I want you to know that God's going to turn it for good. Come on, declare it tonight. He's going to turn it for good. Come on, sing it with me. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Oh, yeah.
You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good.
Come on, shout it out.
Turn it for good.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Lord. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. Yeah, you turn it for good.
Come on, Lord. He's turning it, turning you.
You take what the enemy meant for evil.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, just give them thanks. Oh, just say thank you, Jesus. Yeah, we thank you, Jesus. Come on here. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Jesus, Jesus. Come on, we got our victory in the name of Jesus. We got our victory in the name of Jesus. Can you just say that tonight? Come on. Can you just say Jesus? Hallelujah. Come on, just say Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, just say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, there's no other name like the name of Jesus. My victory's in your name, God. Hallelujah. My victory's in your name. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, it is. Salvation's in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, just bless him for a second. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Jesus, 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 yeah. Jesus, Jesus, yeah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Come on, hallelujah. Yeah, come on, hallelujah, yeah. Oh, we sing Jesus, 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 yeah. Oh, come on, hallelujah. We just celebrate the name. We celebrate the name. We sing Jesus, 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 yeah. There's no other name like him. There's no other name. Jesus, our weapons, hallelujah, are not carnal, but they're mighty through God, pulling down whatever stronghold there is. In the name of Jesus, we declare the victory. We declare the victory. We declare the victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, somebody shout to God. Shout to God. Bless his name. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your worship and your praise is mighty. It's mighty. Hallelujah. It's mighty. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God. God, we come to a place of rest. Knowing our God, Lord, hallelujah. God, Lord, our victory is in you. It's in you. My hope is in you. It's in you, Jesus. And God, Lord, we just celebrate your name. We celebrate your goodness here tonight. Oh, God, all our victories are in you, God. I thank you, God, Lord, for bringing life. I thank you for bringing life, God. Hallelujah. I thank you for breathing life in those areas that need a breath of your God. Strength within them right now, God. We just breathe your spirit. I pray your spirit breathe life right now and in that area. Hallelujah. Right now. Come on. Hallelujah. Just receive it. Hallelujah. Just receive it right now by faith, God. Hallelujah. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Children, go to the class. Hallelujah. Come on. Give God praise one more time. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Hallelujah, God, you're good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask God just to bless this word. Let's everybody here that's right here pray to God, Lord, that there just be a release right now. God, as we come together right now, we come together in your name, God, and just hear that, God, Lord, in your name. Father God. And last week we talked about how that the enemy wants to try to dull your shine. Come on. He wants your shine to be dull. He wants to blow out your candle. Come on, amen. He wants you to put it under a bushel, amen. He wants you to just to be at a place where that, you know, sometimes things come upon us and get heavy. And the Bible says that gross darkness covers the earth. I'm going to read this right here. It says, arise. Come on, amen. Tell someone, arise. Come on, it ain't time to, come on, to put your light out. It's time to shine in Jesus' name. Come on. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. I just feel that. I feel that this, we all know this. You can't be blind. We cannot be ignorant to know that darkness covers the earth.
Come on, am I right? Come on, amen. And it says, in gross darkness, the people. There's a gross darkness, man. I mean, you can't say it any more profoundly, but there's a gross darkness. There's a heaviness. Come on, do you feel that? Come on. I really feel that. I feel that there's like a heavy, heavy cloud. There's that cloud. And I just hear that God's just getting a people that is proclaiming something from the depths of them. Hallelujah. Not from something they can see, but something that they know from something that's eternal, something that's within them. The moment that you got saved, come on, something clicked within you. And there's things that try to come against you to deter you. Come on, to come against you, that press up against you. But there's something greater, hallelujah, that's in you. Hallelujah. Than the gross darkness that's in the world. Than that thing that covers around us. But there's something within us, and His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God, hallelujah, is within me. I know He's within you. Come on. So I just declare tonight, shine in Jesus' name. Shine in Jesus' name. We got to be bold. 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 And shine. Shine. We gotta shine. We gotta shine. And I just wrote this down. It says, what will I do now that I'm here? Think about this right now. I want you to hear this. Right where you're at, whatever you're going through, wherever we are, every one of us has something or knows somebody that's facing a dilemma, something heavy. Come on, amen. Whatever it might be, that thing that might be heavy, that circumstance, whatever that situation, whatever that might be, that gross darkness that surrounds them. Hallelujah. But I want you to hear this. I want you to know that, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? I hear the Lord saying that, Randy. I hear Him saying that to us. What am I? Hallelujah. What am I? What are you going to do with what I gave you? What will you do? Come on, tell someone, what will you do? What will you do? What will I do? What will I do with what God gave me? Hallelujah. Am I going to shine? Hallelujah. Am I going to be bright? Am I going to glorify the name of the Lord with all that's within me? Am I going to give Him praise? Hallelujah. Am I going to shout His name when the enemy wants to muffle me? Am I going to give Him glory when I feel like I can't find anything? Give Him praise for. What am I going to do now? Now where we are, right here in this moment, what am I going to do now? I feel that even whenever 9/11 happened and all that happened, this and all that stuff happened, it was horrible, all these things, but what am I going to do now? A lot of those families had to ask that. Sometimes there's moments in life that we got to ask, what am I going to do now? I just feel the Spirit of God on that. That's a question. I feel like God saying, what am I going to do now? What are you going to do now? Now that things might be against you, might it feels like things aren't for you, but things are against, what am I going to do now? I want to be like Joshua. I want to be like Joshua and say, as for me and my house, I will bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I will glorify His name with all that's within me. As for me, I don't know about you, but as for me, come on, somebody got to stand up and declare that tonight. As for me, come on, stand up with me. Come on, let that be out of your very being. As for me, as for me, as for me, God, as for me, I declare unto you, I will serve you, God. I will bless you. I will not curse you. I will bless you. I declare that right now, God. Hallelujah. With all that's within me. In Jesus' name. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, brother. Amen. Come on. Give God praise one more time. Hallelujah. What will I do? Well, I just got a couple things in my heart. You know how that gets me in trouble sometimes. I just feel like sometimes that goat that the farmer was trying to bury, just that goat got on that farmer's nerves. I feel like I'm just getting on the enemy's nerves. Come on. I don't know if you relate this to you. I know you can. Come on. The enemy, because of the light that's within you and your enemy's so irritated, that farmer had a goat that was so annoying, he decided he was going to bury the goat, and he took that goat and threw him in a big hole, and he took the dirt and he kept shoveling the dirt into the hole, and every time the dirt hit the goat, the goat would shake his head and step up a little bit more. Come on, hallelujah. I want you to get a picture of this. Feel like the enemy is throwing, come on, just throwing dirt, just waiting for you to get buried. But little does he know, hallelujah, you're just shaking it off, hallelujah, and stepping up a little bit higher. Come on, eh? Come on, tell someone I'm stepping up a little bit higher. Come on, we're going to step up a little bit higher. Come on, this is our victory song, hallelujah. This is our victory. I've come too far. I've come too far. I've come too far, hallelujah. I've come too far. Shake it off. Step on up a little higher. Hallelujah. For your light has come. For your light has come. Come on, hallelujah. Tell someone, shake it off. Hallelujah. The Bible says this in Galatians 6. Let's take a look at this. Galatians 6, verse 7. And it says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man sows, that is what he will reap. I want you to hear this. Listen. Whatever you sow, be not deceived. God is not mocked. I really feel this. I want to give you an encouraging word from a place that God has seen you sowing. And I want to remind you, God is not mocked, hallelujah. That the sowing that you have sown, hallelujah, unto him, come on, your life that has been set aside for God, hallelujah, will not be mocked, hallelujah. I want you to hear that. Come on, I want you to understand that. I want you to take hold of that. God will not be mocked. What you sow, that I guarantee, this is who God is. This is the law that God has guaranteed upon your life, that you sow unto him, hallelujah, you will reap. What you sow in the spirit, you'll reap in the spirit, hallelujah. Come on, tell someone, I'm going to reap in the spirit. Come on, come on, I want you to get this. I want you to get this in your spirit. I just pray that this be a breath of life, that it just be, just, a breath into your heart. Come on, amen. Come on, tell your heart, keep pumping. Amen. Come on. Say, keep pumping. Hallelujah. Keep pumping. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to just declare victory over you. What you sow, hallelujah, you harvest. I got a harvest coming. I don't know about you, but I'm here to tell you I got a harvest coming. Hallelujah. Because my God cannot be mocked. I have worshiped, I have blessed God, hallelujah. I have sacrificed, hallelujah, with all that I have within me. I have a harvest coming. I'm here to tell you tonight, God cannot be mocked. Miracles shall be in this house, hallelujah. The miracles of God shall overtake, hallelujah, my life. God cannot be mocked. We just got to get a little bolder, a little bit angrier. Come on, amen. Because the enemy wants to throw some dirt on us. And not just in this place, but so many different places I see the enemy really trying to bury some people. Generals and men and women of God, hallelujah. Trying to get them to throw in the towel. Lay down their weapons. I'm here to tell you the victory is at hand. Victory, hallelujah. Victory is at hand, hallelujah. God cannot be mocked, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of his flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. That is God's words, not my words, hallelujah. If you sow in the Spirit, you shall reap in the Spirit. You shall reap life everlasting. We understand that Adam and Eve, hallelujah, they brought this conflict upon us. this disruption with God that was not meant to be. Disobedience, hallelujah, ushered in, hallelujah, this the corruption in man's hearts. Caused man to be at a place where that they felt like running, hallelujah, away from God and not to God. I'm not meant to run from God, but I'm meant to run to God. With all that's within me. Come on, amen. Listen, if I feel like running from God, it's a lie. Tell your neighbor it's a lie. I was created to run to God, not from God. I was made to run to God and not from God. I was made to enter in. I was made to come. Jesus made a way where there was no way. Where there was a disruption in the rhythm, in the movement, in the relationship with man. Jesus made a way back into that rhythm, into that relationship with his blood, with his life. And now I have life everlasting. Then now, now I can receive what he has done for me, what he has sowed for me, life everlasting. I'm meant to receive what Jesus did for me. My goodness. Do you know, I just began to think about trees. How many of you have ever heard this? If you have, help me tonight. How many of you have ever seen a tree or hear a tree pray for God for them to bear fruit? Looking funny at me. I haven't heard. I've never heard a tree praying that they could receive fruit. Is that foolish? Trees don't pray that they would receive fruit. They just receive. They receive what's provided for them. I want you to know that everything is provided for you to bear fruit, much fruit. Amen. Everything, hallelujah, is provided for you to bear life everlasting. Everything, hallelujah, you are meant to shine. You are meant to release the image and likeness of God. It was a command that you, hallelujah, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Come on, amen. To multiply, to be fruitful. It's a command of God. It's not a good idea. No, no. God gave us a command. I'm commanding you to be fruitful. I want you to receive what I have for you. It's like a tree. They just receive what the sun shines upon them and they just stand in the place. They just bask in the goodness of the sun as they stand in that place and just receive it and become nutritioned, gets built up within them. Hallelujah. That they get to a place where that there's an overflow of that abundance of that nutrition and it overflows in fruit. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But if we stop receiving from God, you're not going to bear fruit. See, the enemy wants you to turn and hide behind the tree. Hide from the presence of God. Where are you, Adam and Eve? Where are you? Come on, amen. He says, there's a disruption in the flow of creation. There's a disruption that because of disobedience disrupted the flow that God had for us to walk in with him, rhythm with God. Anything that we experience that is evil or unjust, that's not good, is not from God. It's not from God. Whatever thing you're experiencing, whatever thing, it's a lie, I'm here to tell you it's not from God. But God's good. But there was a disruption, hallelujah, in the flow, hallelujah, that all of a sudden we're flowing with God, and all of a sudden we began to move the opposite direction away from God and not with God. Because when you flow with God, all things are possible. When you throw away from God, things are not possible. Then all creation is out of joint, it's out of place, it's out of position. All creation is waiting for us to shine and to come back to the place of receiving, that we can bear fruit, that those that are around can take hold of it and live and not die. God's looking for somebody that will stand in the gap, that will declare, hallelujah, on someone else's behalf. You might not need a miracle, but someone needs you to shout to God. Someone needs you to break through for them. God's looking for somebody, you or me or somebody, to stand in the gap. That we can be like Christ, to stand in the gap. Are you okay? My preaching excites me. The enemy tried to disrupt my flow. Even with my body, with news about people that are hurting, with my truck. But he can't disrupt my flow. With God. With God. I'll stand strong. We'll stand strong together. Come on, amen. Listen to this. Listen. Okay? All right, let's get where I got to go. And it says, and to reap life. And let us, say let us. Not be weary. I want you to hear something. I just want you to take this. I just want to lay a couple things out really quick, really quick. Ready? So if you help me, we're going to run through this. If he says, let us not be weary, that means there's an opportunity that you may be. I'm going to say it again. If he says, let us not be weary, that probably means there will be an opportunity for you to be weary. So don't think it crazy that you might not feel weary. That's why God says, fear not. Why? Because there might be an opportunity for you to feel fear. So the word of God tells us ahead of time, hey, don't be weary. Tell your neighbor, don't be weary. Come on. Don't be weary, hallelujah, and planting good seed. Don't be weary in well-doing. Come on, planting the right kind of seed. Don't be weary, come on, in standing in the right place with God, agreeing with the word of God, which is the seed of God. Come on, amen. The word of God speaks of the seed. Standing in that place, hallelujah. Don't be weary in that place of sowing that seed, because in due season, we shall reap a harvest. If we don't faint. Come on, tell your neighbor, don't faint now. Say, come on, tell someone else, don't faint now, baby. Come on, come on, come on. Just say it just like that. Don't faint now, baby. Come on, don't go down now. Come on, amen. Come on, amen. Come on, shake off that punch. Listen, I tell you before that Mike Tyson says, listen, everybody got a game plan until you get in the ring and you get punched in the face. It changes everything. You just got to shake it off. Come on, amen. And step back up and get up a little bit higher. Amen. We're going to shake it off. Hallelujah. We're going to shake it off. What the enemy has meant for evil, God's going to use your name, who you are, to glorify him. Hallelujah. To give him glory. God wants to use your life to give him glory. So keep sowing the right seed. Hallelujah. Don't reap. Don't sow into evil. Don't sow into your flesh. Because it's easy to sow into your flesh. It's easy to do the wrong thing. Why? Because it's the way of the world. But you begin to swim the other direction. I'm here to tell you, I like the company. His name is Jesus. He's looking for some people that desire, are you willing to follow me? Come on, amen. Are you willing? Now, it's against the flow, Beth. Hallelujah. It's against the flow, but I'm asking you, are you willing to follow me? Hallelujah. I'm strong enough to hold you. Hallelujah. I'm big enough to hold you. I'm big enough. I'm strong enough. I'm mighty enough. I'm more than enough for you. Hallelujah. You just gotta follow me. Come on, tell someone, follow him. And due season, that word due. Everybody, have you ever had a bill? I don't like bills. Not the person. How many of you guys like bills? Every month, every week, you get them. If you don't, tell me how you do it. My sister Beth gets the bills to this house. And they keep coming, don't they? But at the bottom of those bills, it says, due. It tells you there's a due date. It tells you at the end of this season, at the end of this time, there's a due date for it to be paid. Don't be weary, hallelujah, because in due season, at the right season, come on, amen, at the right season that God has for you, hallelujah, everything that we need, come on, in due season. Come on, somebody say due season. Due season. Let us not. Hallelujah. Do. I just began to think that there's a balance due. In the beginning it talks, it says that God cannot be mocked, that what you sow, you reap. So if you reap, there is a due season for you to reap. Amen. Period. That the balance is due. There's a due date. Come on, how many of you got a due date? I want you to hear this. There's a due date. Because why? I've sown. I have sown. So I'm standing right here together with you declaring this. I have sown that we have sown. There's a due date coming. Come on, tell someone there's a due date. There's a due date. He says, and let us not, he says, but that if we faint not, that there's this, because there's an opportunity for you to faint. I feel that right now, I really do. I feel like there is a opportunity, I feel like that's before us to faint. I don't care who you are, I don't care what church it is, I don't care. It feels like in the midst of where we are, it feels like there's an opportunity to faint. But God gives us a guarantee. Because he says this, they that wait upon the Lord, help me tonight, shall renew their strength. What will they do? They will mount up. They won't faint. Come on, say, I'm not going to faint. It doesn't matter how you start this race, but it does matter how you finish. Come on, amen. Tell someone it matters how you finish. Come on, I'm going to finish the race. Hallelujah. I'm going to finish the race. Hallelujah. That all that God has intended us to walk in, if we faint not. If we faint not. He says, and as we therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them that are of the household of faith. Let us do good. Let us sow in the right places. Amen? We're not sowing into something that's corrupted. We're sowing into something that's everlasting. Do you hear me tonight? You're sowing into everlasting life. Not just a temporary life. Come on, amen? the easy way is to sow into something right now that I could see, that I can feel. Come on, amen. That I could just enjoy the moment, hallelujah, and be on my way and not worry about anything else. But God says, listen, I want you to sow into something that's incorruptible, that never ends, hallelujah. It doesn't rust, it doesn't fade away. It's eternal life. It's what lasts forever and ever and ever. And it's in Christ Jesus. The great investment that I have within Him, amen. Hallelujah. Listen. 2 Timothy, I'm just going to give you, just wrote these couple things down. Are you all right? 2 Timothy 4:2. We know the scripture. We've said it so many different ways, but you've learned it with me that we preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. Say in season and out of season. Now, I'm going to tell you this, that we preach the word, that we sow the word in season. That word in season, we got to see that it means instant, in season, that is instant, consistent. Say consistent. That we be consistent. Hallelujah. In season and out of season. We be consistent. I want to be consistent no matter what I go through. I want to be consistent. I want to be steady. I know right now that what the world is looking for is that when things go wrong, that we stand strong in who we are in Jesus. Come on, amen. That I'm not going to be derailed, but I begin to learn that, listen, that I have the opportunity to be weary, but I'm going to choose not to. I'm going to choose to shake it off, that no matter what comes my way, that I'm going to be consistent. Whether I'm in season or I'm out of season. See, God's looking for some men and women that are willing to prophesy in the midst of the prison. Come on, amen. Hear me again. They're going to prophesy in the midst of the prisons. That no matter what you are in or no matter what we're going through, that we're consistent. Why? Because God's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He was faithful yesterday. I'm here to tell you, He's faithful today. God was good yesterday. I'm here to tell you that God is good today and He'll be good tomorrow. He never changes. He's the same. God's faithful yesterday. God's faithful today. And God's going to be faithful tomorrow. Hallelujah. That's who He is. He changes not. Amen. And God's looking for us to be consistent. That we're not like the waves bouncing here and fro. Unsteady. But we're consistent in season and out of season. It might not be my season, but here's what I'm going to do. When I'm out of my season and you're in your season, I'm going to lift up your hands and celebrate with you. Come on, amen. Just because you might not be in your season, I want you to know someone might be in their season. Celebrate with them. Come on, amen. Until you get in your season. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I'm here to tell you, unfortunately, I see sometimes a selfish church. I'm not talking blanket conversation. But unfortunately, it is. We live in a moment in a time right now, it's someone else's fault. Here to tell you, Jesus took the blame for what wasn't His fault. He's looking for some people that aren't blaming all the problems, but saying, God, I stand in behalf, for they know not what they do. I'm gonna believe for them until they can believe on their own. I'm here to tell you, listen, my mama and my father believed for me until I believed on my own. Come on, amen. When I was a place of ignorance, when I was in a place of doubt, they kept believing on my behalf, believing for me, standing in the gap, hallelujah, going to prayer meeting after prayer meeting, lifting up their hands, worshiping God, pressing in, not giving up, not stopping until I came to a place where I was able to believe on my by myself. And what I have within me and I'm able to stand right now is because of what they did for me. There's somebody, hallelujah, that God wants to use you to bring breakthrough in their life. That's just the way God works. Here's how I know that, because the first commandment that God gave us is to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. Take what you got in you and put it in somebody else. All the goodness that's in me. What's the fruit of the Spirit? Come on, goodness. Love, all those good things, all the fruits that the Spirit, hallelujah, replenish in somebody else. It's easy to bash somebody. It's easy to rip somebody, to tear somebody down. But how about trying to build them back up again? Hallelujah. How about trying to encourage them? When we look and see all the failures on somebody, begin to speak about how God sees them. Hallelujah. Begin to declare unto them who they are in Jesus. That's a revival here tonight, I'm telling you. That's a revival that God's looking for in the earth. Let me finish. So, where am I at? Oh, yeah. Be constant. Be instant. Be constant in season. Behave the same. Act on the truth that you know. Faith endures. Matthew 24:13. But he that shall endure unto the end shall be saved. He that endures. Faith that endures. It might be weathered. It might be battered. It might be pressed down. But faith that endures. Amen. You can go ahead and play something. I'm going to end here. I just wrote a couple things down. Will the place you're at alter you, or will you alter it? Man. Talk about conviction. Is the place where I'm at, is it altering me? Is it changing me? Or am I changing it? That's going against the flow, man. That's enduring, enduring. That's the real truth. That's the truth. I'm here to tell you the truth. And I know this, I know that God's bigger than the place that you're in. Tell someone he's bigger than the place that you're in. He's bigger. He's bigger. He's bigger. I just thought about something. I was thinking about the man. I was thinking about Daniel. Y'all know Daniel. Can I ask you a question? When I say Daniel, what do you say? Yeah. He's not remembered for his gifts. He's remembered for what he endured. Jonah in the... He's remembered for what he endured. I've just been thinking about that today. I've been thinking about that. What am I going to endure? What is it going to alter me, or am I going to alter the story? Am I going to let God turn it for good? Am I going to let it bury me? Come on, I want you to hear this. I believe this. I think about Daniel. I think about how that they were invaded. His story was disrupted. The enemy wants to disrupt your story. But I'm here to tell you, listen, as the enemy came in like a flood, hallelujah, God rose up a standard, hallelujah, and he brought Daniel and his friends in the midst. And they were looking for some ones that they were going to use, hallelujah, to bring about their agenda. I really feel like it. I feel like the enemy has a purpose, has a plan, and he wants to use people, come on, to disrupt other people, to influence other ones. See, it kind of sounds like he's trying to be an imposter to God. Because it says, and the king appointed them a daily provision. He says, this is what you're going to eat. And that what was given was something that was dedicated to a false god, to a false image. And he says, I want you to partake of it. I want you to partake of it. I want to be your provision. I want it to be your provision. You have to take what you've been given. I feel like we're in that moment right now. I really feel that. I feel that we're in a moment where that I feel that the enemy is saying, listen, you're going to take what you got. And I want you to know, I feel bad because I feel like sometimes it's a moment you feel like, well, I'm just going to take it. Well, it's just that's the way it's got to be. And I got to go with what is in front of me. Whatever that might be, whether it's sickness, whether it's disease, whether it's problems, whether it's situations, that I feel like I just got to take what is given to me. And he said this, he says, Daniel purposed in his heart. I want a purpose in my heart. I want to dedicate it in my heart. I want to turn my heart, hallelujah, that I would not defile myself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine with which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the Enochs that he might not defile himself. And now God brought Daniel into the favor and tender love with the prince of Enochs. What you sow, you'll reap. And it says, and Prince Enoch said, he could have buried, I want you to know that he could have just gave up, but he said this, he says, and I fear my Lord, the king, who hath appointed meat and drink, for they should see the faces that are worse likening. And I will become in danger. And Daniel said to the Prince of Enoch, he set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Ezra. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They even changed their name. I feel like there's a lot of people that the world has changed their names and they've just gone along with it. They've just accepted it, whether it is whatever it might be, whether it's an addiction or whatever that sickness or whatever that might be, that you just accept it. That's just who I am. Tell someone that's not who I am. And I'm going to, hallelujah, position it within my heart not to take hold of it. But I'm going to take what God has given for me. The provision that he has made on my behalf. So we know the story, that we know that they were 10 times stronger than the other ones. And they drank water and ate vegetables. And they become stronger. They had an opportunity to do good. We need to look for opportunities to sow. We need to look for opportunities to release what's in us, not to hold back. They were looking to wear them down, to just accept what's provided. That's just the way it is. But he didn't compromise what he knew was right in his heart. Would you stand to your feet? He didn't compromise. I don't want to compromise to what I know is right in God. what I know that God has intended for me to stand on and believe and not turn, but in a door to press through. To let there be an opportunity for God to turn it around. See, those guys could have turned, they could have gave up, they could have quit, they could have just surrendered, they could have just submitted to the way things were, but they chose and they decided within their hearts to believe what God has said. To believe the word. To sow into the spirit and not the flesh. I'm here to tell you, listen, we will sow into the spirit, hallelujah, and we will reap life everlasting, hallelujah. We will reap prosperity, come on, blessing, goodness, hallelujah, mercy. There's those ones that you've stood on their behalf, hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, I know that God is faithful, hallelujah. What you have done in the night season, hallelujah, will be revealed in the day. Those times of tears, of mourning, of crying, hallelujah, that you've relied on God when others have run, you stood strong, stood in that place, hallelujah. God will reward you in public, hallelujah. He will reward you in front of your enemies. He's prepared for you a table before your enemies that you could sit and receive the blessing of the Father, the goodness of who He is. Bask in it. I just want you to lift your hands right now. Hallelujah. Father God, Lord, I just pray blessing and favor upon all those that are watching, all those that are standing in this place right here. God, Lord, I just pray for a release. Hallelujah. A release, God. A release, God. A release of strength, of boldness, of encouragement this night, tonight, God, that we stand here. Hallelujah. God, Lord, on September 11th, 2021, we stand at this moment, a monumental moment, God, declaring what the enemy has meant for evil, God will turn it for good. That I would dedicate, I turn my heart to Him, I set my heart, I look unto God where my help comes from, hallelujah. I look unto Him, hallelujah, where my strength is. I take hold of all that He has for me. And I stand strong knowing that if God be for me, who could be against me? And I declare that I'll be blessed and highly favored. God's knocking. Here. 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 Hear what God's saying. Hear what God's saying. Hear what He's saying. Here. In Jesus' name. God bless. Bless somebody. Encourage somebody. Hallelujah. We love you. Thank you. Amen.